Tech Billionaires, Outsourcing Lobby Finance GOP/Dems Green Card Giveaway. By John Binder on July 14, 2019. A handful of tech billionaires, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the Indian Outsourcing Lobby are financing a green card giveaway plan that has already passed the House with support from 140 House Republicans and 224 House Democrats. Last week, the majority of House Republicans and Democrats, led by Representative Ken Buck, RCO, and Representative Zoe Lofgren, DCA, and including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi, DCA, voted to approve a green card giveaway for 300,000 Indian workers and allow India to effectively monopolize the U.S. green card system for at least the next 10 years. The legislation, known as H.R. 1044, will ensure that outsourcing firms such as Cognizant, as well as big tech conglomerates like Amazon and Facebook, have a green card system where only temporary foreign workers on H-1B visas are able to obtain employment visas by creating a backlog of 7 to 8 years for all foreign nationals. This process would solidify that employment-based green cards only go to temporary foreign visa workers that have been imported to the U.S. by corporations to replace American workers. Lobbyists across the big business lobby, multinational tech corporations, the Indian outsourcing lobby, and representing the billionaire Koch brothers are financing the passage of H.R. 1044 as all are set to gain hugely. The lobbying groups include U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Koch Funded Americans for Prosperity, Cognizant Technology Solutions, Microsoft Corporation, Facebook Incorporated, IBM Corporation, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, HP. The Chamber of Commerce and billionaire Kochs have routinely advocated against President Trump's America First immigration agenda, pushing for more immigration to the U.S. by claiming that businesses should have access to an unlimited pool of foreign workers and that the country does not have enough Americans to fill jobs. Currently, there are 12.3 million Americans who are unemployed, underemployed, and working part-time jobs but who want full-time employment. Cognizant, like Infosys, is one of the biggest beneficiaries of the H-1B visa system as it contracts with multinational corporations to outsource American jobs to imported foreign workers, almost all of whom come from India. Last year, alone, Cognizant attempted to outsource more than 13,000 American jobs to foreign H-1B visa workers. Likewise, Ginni Rometty's IBM is one of the largest outsourcers of American jobs in the country. An investigation last year revealed that IBM had laid off about 20,000 older American employees over the last 5 years while attempting to import more than 32,000 foreign H-1B visa workers since 2016. Today, IBM employs more workers in India than in the U.S. Tech corporations like Facebook, Microsoft, and HP hide their H-1B foreign worker hires through outsourcing firms like Cognizant, Tata, and Infosys, as Breitbart News has reported. The practice allows the corporations to claim they are not undercutting or replacing American workers at extraordinary rates, as they simply contract the foreign workers through the outsourcing firms. Microsoft, Facebook, and HP, over the last few years, have attempted to outsource more than 21,400 U.S. jobs to imported H-1B visa workers. The key sponsors of H.R. 1044 have previously received donations from the corporations and outsourcing firms lobbying for the legislation. One of Rep. Lofgren's largest donors, for instance, is Alphabet Incorporated, Google's parent company, which poured more than $35,000 into the California Democrats' coffers in 2017 and 2018. Similarly, Rep. Buck has received thousands in campaign cash from Amazon, the Koch brothers, Microsoft, and Alphabet. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.